Now, there are fears for the future of Haxby Station after a statement made by the Chancellor earlier in the week. Rachel Reeves announced funding cuts to the transport sector, including scrapping the Restoring Your Railways Fund. Now, Haxby Railway Station was one of those set to benefit from the fund, with £3.5 million being used to get the station reopened. Well, Nina Smith is the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire. Nina, good morning.
Good morning.
So, how are you feeling about this?
Well, I'm sort of, obviously, we're very upset about the scrapping of the Restoring Your Railways Fund, particularly as it's such a small amount of money in governmental terms. I mean, the Chancellor says she needs to save £22 billion. She's talking about the RYR fund as £85 million. That's under half of 1%. So it seems complete nonsense. And scrapping the fund, is, you know, makes one wonder just how committed the government is, both to reopening railway lines, to public transport in general, and to achieving net zero. We're in a climate emergency. Mm. But in terms of Haxby, as you say, this RYR fund is only one part of the money that's been allocated to that station. And to be fair to the government, they've also said that they will look at individual cases on their merits. So we certainly can't say that the idea of a Haxby station is dead at the moment, and we very, very much hope that actually it will go ahead, that either the government will find the money or that the money will be found for somewhere else. Because very clearly, Haxby has been waiting a long time for this station. It's really necessary, not least to reduce congestion into York and to make accessibility much better for people living in Haxby and indeed in Strensall and other places around there.
It's important to say, as you've mentioned, that the whole programme has not been scrapped for Haxby, but it's just you're waiting in the kind of, you're in a bit of a limbo now. But as Rachel Reeves said, you know, if the money's not there, we can't pay for it. It can't happen.
Well, as I've said, the money is there. I mean, you know, we're talking about under half of 1% of the money she wanted to save.
Right.
She could find the money in other ways. She could increase car tax. Fuel duty has been frozen since 2012. We have a lot of extraordinarily wealthy people in this country, and the government is not making any effort to introduce a wealth tax. So there are lots of ways in which she can get money, much, much more money. And indeed, I mean, as has been said, I mean, if the government hadn't stupidly committed itself to sticking with the Conservative proposal to reduce national insurance by 2%, it wouldn't have needed to make all the cuts, Restoring Your Railways and the other cuts that it's announced this week. So,
you know, the Department for Transport, this independent review, is there any way that you can kind of rally them and just state your case for Haxby? Or
sorry,
do you just have to wait?
I'm not sure about what you mean by an independent review, but I mean, in terms of Haxby, that of course all pressure will be being put on the Department of Transport to fund necessary railway reopening schemes, of which the station at Haxby is one of them. But I mean, it's not even the only one in Yorkshire that we're worried about.
Mm.
But of course, we will put pressure on, and I'm sure that North Yorkshire and York Council will be putting pressure on.
Yeah.
And the town council in Haxby and all the others. So we'll all put pressure on.
And when
we need a bigger and we need a better railway system,
yeah,
if we are to do anything about the climate emergency.
Yeah, and when you think about the duelling of the A64, the potential route from York through to Scarborough, that rail link, you know, at Haxby is vital to get yourself, you know, over to the seaside, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Get yourself to the seaside, get yourself a day out in Malton as well.
Mm.
And as I said, getting into York. And getting into York, it's not just a case of commuters, who are, of course, incredibly important, and people going in for shopping. But, I mean, York is a major railway junction, so it's people from Haxby who want to travel further by train.
Yeah.
And it also makes it easier for them if they want, for example, to change jobs, move to somewhere that's actually on the main railway line.
Yeah.
Easier to get to Leek from to Leeds from Haxby if there's a direct train.
Nina, thank you so much this morning. Really appreciate your time. Nina Smith, the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire, talking to me about the future of Haxby Railway Station.